Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
Know what kind of report
to file, sir. Area 31, me neither.
Number 71, Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
Number 71, Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's American 295. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy?
Who is that?
Did we just call about the UFOs?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same airplanes.
Howdy, dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls?
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, now take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
If you're a fan of the show and would like to help support the podcast by becoming a patron, head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles podcast. Or hit the link below, where you can find out about the show and the rewards available to you. Plus, as an added bonus, every new patron gets a shout out on the show. Our guest tonight is Brittany from Powell River, British Columbia. During a walk in dense forest behind her property, Brittany and two others encountered a Sasquatch face to face. She will also be sharing some other experiences with glowing orbs in the forest late at night, and a close encounter of the fifth kind with a grey when she was 5 years old.
Welcome to
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, Brittany.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing to our listeners. Now, you had a Sasquatch encounter on your property.
Yes.
And you've also had several other unusual experiences as well.
Yes.
If you would like to start with your Sasquatch encounter and just let the audience know what you were doing and then move on to some of the other things you have experienced, please.
Yeah, for sure. So I live in a very remote area of Powell River, BC, and I live up on a mountain, and there is a forest in my backyard, you could say, and it's probably about 10 acres. It's a little forest compared to the rest of BC, but, you know, I thought I was safe to go in there. So I was walking in the forest with my friend and my partner, and it's a pretty nice trail, very dense trees. You get a lot of bears and cougars in there, so you got to still be quite careful. But that's all that you really see in some deer. And we were walking along the path. There's a little bit of a path that's there and cleared. I noticed something interesting, and I've seen it before just from like researching Sasquatch and just different spooky things that go in the woods and out in the wilderness. And I saw this teepee formation made out of these really, really large trees. Like they're huge trees, and they're broken into very long pieces, probably about at least 10 feet. And they're all stacked in a perfect teepee against a tree. And I was like, what? I've never seen anything like that in person before. And I was like, wow, like the people don't really come in here. So it definitely wasn't people who did that. And they were broken, like snapped in half. So I walked up to it. I looked at it, and I'm 5 feet tall, so it was giant compared to me. And I was just kind of amazed and proceeded to walk down the trail. And a few feet into the trail, I noticed that it's all blocked off by these giant trees. It was just absolutely incredible. I had no idea how that could have happened. And there was no way of getting through the rest of the path. It was definitely blocked off intentionally. So I decided to start to head back. And then I hear a rustling in the bushes right in front of me. I'd say about 5-6 feet away from me. And I thought it was going to be a bear or a cougar, because it was some pretty loud rustling. You could tell that it was a bigger animal. And I kind of just stopped and looked. My brain couldn't register what I was seeing before my eyes. When you haven't seen something before, your brain takes some time to figure out what is going on, because in front of me stood up a Sasquatch, and I've never seen one, and I was not expecting to see one just 5 minutes into the bush from my backyard of my own house. So that scared me, and I was just frozen. I couldn't think. There was no rationality going through my head whatsoever. And I was just staring at this thing, and it was standing up and taller. And then it stood up all the way straight tall. And God, he was about like 9 feet tall, I'm guessing, around there. And it wasn't a dark-haired Sasquatch. It was actually had closer to blonde hair. So that really threw me off too, because I mean, I've heard about them, but like when you picture Sasquatch in your mind, it's usually a dark ape-looking creature. But it was a light-haired Sasquatch, and it looked at me dead in the eyes, and I was just frozen. And it felt like an hour went by, but it was probably like not even a minute. And he was just staring at me, and he was very close, like around 6 feet away from me. He was in the bush, so, you know, there was branches covering a lot of him, but it was very clear. And my friend and my partner were right behind me, and they saw him too, but just for a quick second before I just came back to reality and booked it. I just ran the other way, and I just said, we have to go now. And I was about 6 months pregnant at the time, so it was my maternal instinct, I guess, just to run from anything I've never seen before like that. It just totally catches you off guard. And we ran all the way back to the house as fast as I could possibly run. We got back and we were just like, did we really just see what we saw? And it's like, yeah. And we just had to like ground ourselves a bit. And it took us like a few hours to calm down and to just like get ourselves together after that. Then, like, of course, the whole, like, we kind of regretted running away, but, you know, because I, you know, a lot of people who research this stuff and believe in they exist would think, like, oh, you know, I wouldn't run away. I'd try to communicate with them. But, you know, just when your brain can't register what you're seeing and it's something just completely out of this world, you just go into fight or flight. And that's what happened. And, you know, I felt kind of bad for running away from him. And just amazed that he was so close to where I was living. Like, wasn't very far from my house at all. I haven't been back in that forest ever since. I've just been, well, I have a daughter now, so I don't want to bring her in there. There's bears and all that. So, but I've always wanted to go back in to see if that teepee formation is still in there. Or if he took it down or not, but apparently that teepee formation is a typical structure that the Sasquatch beings make, and we don't know why they do it, but it's been associated with sightings of them and any evidence or traces that they leave around. So it's quite interesting that both of those things happen. I think there's something to that. Maybe he was maybe like marking a territory kind of thing, because I'm pretty sure it was him or her that blocked off the trail, because if they could snap those big branches to make the teepee formation, they can definitely block the trail pretty easily. So that was that. And yeah, I've always believed in the Sasquatch. I've always... You know, and here where I live, it's not taboo to talk about that whatsoever, because there's so many sightings here. Mostly anyone you talk to around here has some kind of story about whether they've seen one themselves or someone that they love has had an experience themselves with one. It's really interesting. It really is. And I was always really into Lloyd Pye's work, and he did a lot of really great work on the Sasquatch and evolution of human beings, and it's something else. And to finally actually see one unexpectedly like that, was it really changed my perspective on a lot of things.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I'm really glad that happened.
Can you describe any facial features?
Yeah, it was covered in dense hair. And I'm sure they don't have hairbrushes, so they're pretty, it's pretty messy. It's hard to kind of make distinct features, but face is very much like an ape, but the body is just upright human and very muscular, very, very tall. The eyes, when he was staring at me, they're black eyes, and I saw the reflection of the sun shining off his eyes, and they were just... very, very calm. And that's, I guess that's another thing that threw me off too. There was a very intense sign of intelligence in its eyes, and kind of almost like if humans were able to speak with their minds a lot, like mind read, then we could speak with them. That's kind of what it seems like as if they have telepathic powers. And I didn't pick up on anything, but I was scared. But you could tell that they work on a whole other level than we do. That's what I got from him and what I got visually. And I think it was a male. That's just what I got from it.
Because you were expecting, he was probably inquisitive more than anything.
Yes. I don't think he was expecting us either, because not many people go into that part of the woods, that's for sure. So... And I think he must have come from the mountain. There's a very big, big mountain behind my mountain. And it's just, no one really goes up there at all. It's just, it's so dense. There's so many cougars and bears that no one goes up there. So I think that he probably came down from there and then went into the forest behind my house and was, I don't know, making a new home, maybe exploring. But Yeah, that was absolutely incredible. Honestly, it really was.
It sounds like the ideal habitat then. Do you have sightings around the area?
Oh, yeah. Yes, many. Fishermen have a lot of sightings on the shores of beaches. Campers, especially people camping. There's been stories of Sasquatch coming right up to families and sitting down with them, and just people completely frozen in terror and don't know what to do. But the Sasquatch, they're not, there's no stories of them being violent or anything like that. They're all very, they're very, very calm, people say, very calm. And they just come and they sit with them. And one man said that he had a Sasquatch come and sit with him and start eating fish with him that was on his fire. And then ate some fish for about half an hour and then just got up and walked away. When you hear that, you go, wow, right? And then when you see one for yourself, you go, okay, yeah, I believe it, you know, on a whole other level.
Yeah, I think the reactions take over, don't they? Difference between what you want to do and what your body does. I certainly wasn't up close and personal encounter that was.
Yeah.
What do you think they are?
I'm not sure. You know, like, I think that there are many different kind of humanoid beings on the planet. And, like, our modern-day human civilization, people think that we know every nook and cranny of the planet, and we know, and we've been everywhere, and we can live anywhere. But honestly, Lloyd Pye even said this, that we take up such a small fraction of the planet because we're all bunched into cities, and we don't live in the dense mountainy forest jungles that where a lot of these other creatures or beings could live. So I think that there's a lot of different kinds of beings out there, and I think that there's been many different kinds throughout the millions of years, and who knows, maybe they're an offshoot of us, or maybe we were genetically created based on some of their DNA, that's why we have similarities. I don't know for sure. I mean, I have my opinions, but it's just, it's so interesting. I definitely think that there needs to be more people talking about this and their experiences. And I know that people are really afraid to, because a lot of people don't even believe that the Sasquatch exists, but there's more than enough evidence to prove that they exist. It's just about going and experiencing yourself and discovering, what are they? Are they purely physical? Are they multidimensional? Because there are tales, and even like old Native American tales speaking about how they're multidimensional and they can go in and out of this reality, and they're guardians of the forest. And there's a lot of different tales like that. So I think there's something to it, honestly, because when I had my experience, he wasn't some kind of wild animal. There was intelligence. There was very calm, grounded awareness. Beyond, I think, what a lot of us humans have, just on a completely different level.
I mean, there's literally hundreds of sightings all across Canada and the US every year.
Yes.
So even if just one of those sightings was real.
Exactly.
You know, so that's just the way I look at it.
Yep.
I mean, I actually saw a map today of the US, and they're dotted literally all around. And most people generally think it's Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
In Canada, but it's literally all over.
It's pretty incredible, honestly.
If you want to go into some of your other experiences.
Yes. Another really interesting one that I had happened to me was, I was living in Powell River here still, but on the other side of Powell River, I was south. And I was living in the dense forest. And once again, in a small cabin by myself. And this was about 3 years ago. And it was kind of scary to live out there on your own. There were, like I said, bears there too. And I would go some weeks without seeing any humans. I didn't have a car at the time. So I spent a lot of my time out there just working on my business online. And I went out one night to get some fresh air. And I lived right on the ocean, pretty much. I was like 500 feet away from the shore, and that's of the Pacific Ocean. And I walked out, and I didn't realize at first, but I was just glowing, like as if there was some kind of light on. And I looked right in front of me, and there was this giant, I don't know, it looked giant, but it was up in the sky, probably about 200-300 feet up from the ground. And it was a big orange sphere, and it was glowing and radiating light like a sun. And I was just like in shock. Once again, like when you have these experiences, you just freeze up. However much time goes by, it just feels so much longer. It feels like an eternity. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. And I had no idea what it was. At first I thought, like, is this some kind of like what is this? Like how is this light floating and just emanating so much light? It was so bright. And it was lighting up the whole forest. It was lighting up my house. And it was just dead still. And I was like, this is actually amazing. And I walked down off my deck. And I walked up to it a little bit. And it was just still, just sitting there, like perfectly still. I realized, I'm like, I need to get a picture of this. So I ran back into my house. I grabbed my phone. And I zoomed in on it. And I took a picture. And I have it somewhere. and I actually got a photo of it. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, this is amazing. like to actually get a photo of it. And then after about a few minutes of just watching it glowing, it just slowly started moving away from me. And then it started moving over the ocean further, further away. And then over Texada Island, which is in front of Powell River. And then it just flew over the island and it went out of sight. And that was probably over the course of just a few minutes. And it didn't move in a straight line either. It was kind of like swaying and had like a bit of a flow to it. And it was completely silent. There was no noise. It didn't feel negative at all. If anything, it felt very positive. And I was just giggling and just couldn't just believe what I was seeing. Some kind of UFO, I'm not sure. I'm guessing multidimensional because it wasn't like a physical craft. It was a glowing orange ball of light. It looked just like as if there was a mini sun just floating in front of me. And that happened, and I ran back inside and I called everyone I knew and I told them what happened. I was just absolutely amazed by that. And then I've had a lot of strange experiences throughout my life when it comes to UFOs and extraterrestrials. And a lot of my family have seen things too. And it's been kind of like an ongoing thing throughout my family, honestly. And when I was 5 years old, I had an actual encounter with what appeared to be a gray ET. I was 5 years old and I was sleeping in bed. Actually, I wasn't sleeping. I was trying to sleep. And it was a really hot summer night. And I couldn't sleep. But my parents, you know, put me in my room to go to bed. And I was just laying there like, I'm not sleeping right now. And then out of nowhere, 5 gray ETs appeared at the foot of my bed. And I froze. I never watched alien movies or anything like that at that age, and so I had no idea what it was. I didn't look at it and go, oh look, there's an alien. It was just pretty terrifying. And they stood there for a while, and then one of them right by my feet touched my right leg, and I felt this wave of electricity and burning static flood through my leg into my body. And then I started screaming and I started calling for my mom and my dad. Then they just disappeared, and there was like a little zap of energy that kind of exploded in the room when they disappeared, and a little bit of a wind. It was very, very strange, but silent, completely silent, like in a very eerie way. And I was screaming, absolutely petrified, and immense pain going through my leg into my body. And my parents came running towards me, and I jumped off my bed, and I flew into my mom's arms, and I was bawling my eyes out, and I told her what happened, and then I blacked out. And my parents remember this, me telling them about what happened. And there was a lot of strange things happening when I was a baby. The door shutting. And my parents thought it was a ghost. But I think that there was something else going on there. And because I was having that, had that visitation. And I also was having nightmares that I think were more than just dreams about being tested on. I've had them throughout my life and I still have them. And they're not very pleasant, and it's very hard to talk about because it is quite terrifying. And what I find, something that's not a coincidence, I guess I'll say, is that ever since that encounter when I was 5, I started experiencing chronic pain. And I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia when I was around 15 years old. And I also had a whole slew of problems, including stomach ulcers and things that weren't explainable. And no one knew why I was having these things happen. And it was when that event happened, when that being touched my leg. And I don't know why that happened or what happened or who they were. There's a lot of speculation about what these gray beings are. Are they biological beings? Are they drones? What I did feel was electrical. That I do know that. It's very weird. And it changed my life, that experience. That experience opened me up to anything paranormal, anything related to UFOs. And after that experience, I was just really curious. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to know what that was. I wanted to find out if anyone else had experiences like that, if it was just me. Obviously it's not, but it's a really scary thing. Yeah, my experience in that respect, that one wasn't a positive experience, and I do still have a lot of dreams, lucid dreams too, of being tested on, of, and it's not just physical testing. It's very, very odd, and I know a lot of people who are experiencers have had this happen to them as well, but it's psychological testing. It's like simulations that are controlled. And that has a lot to do with implants. And I think from my experience and people in my family who have implants, and it's kind of like a switch where if a lot of people who experience, implants will have these so-called dreams and experiences of being in simulations and being tested on. And I think the implants could have something to do with being some kind of switch where it takes our astral body to a constructed simulation to do psychological tests on humanity. That's something that is taken quite seriously by people. And I don't think it's something that people should pass up on looking into, because there's a lot to it. And I've had implants. They're there for a while and then they get taken out. And I've had friends that have stayed over at my house for the night, and you know, just they have experiences when they're at my house, and sometimes they don't come back for a sleepover because they have these dreams. And some have woken up with implants and chunks of metal in their hands, and they're actually traumatized by it. And there is something going on, because this is happening to a huge, huge percent of the population. And that's just people who are somewhat conscious of it. I think that a lot of people are going through this and they're just not conscious of it, because there is some kind of phenomena where whoever these beings are, or whatever's going on, we are being blank slated to a point. And that's why if you go to hypnotherapy, you can figure out a lot of stuff that's happening to you that you don't know what's happening. Whether that's a good thing or not to dig down on that level, I don't know. I think that they're blank slating us somewhat for a reason, because a lot of the testing and different things that people are put through can be quite traumatizing. So that is my story.
Have you spoke to your parents about any other experiences you've had?
Yes, yes. They all believe me, because they always knew that spooky things would happen around me, and they've had some of their own experiences too. Yeah, I've talked to them about it, and they're not people to talk to other people about it, and they're not into UFOs or anything like that, but they do believe that there's something going on, yes.
Whereabouts are the implants on you?
I had an implant on my rib cage. I had one in my leg, and I had one in my hand. Both hands, at different stages, on and off. And I don't know if I have any more, but those are just the ones that I could see and could feel, and they would bother me a lot.
So the one in your hand, is that between the forefinger and the thumb?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can actually feel it in there.
Yes, and that's also where my friends got theirs too.
Have you had an x-ray or anything?
I haven't, but a family member of mine, I won't say who, has an implant in their face and went for an MRI, and she had to get pulled out, and they kind of got upset at her as if why she hasn't said that she had surgery in her face, and she said, I never had surgery in my face. And then they showed her a photo of the MRI, and she has a big chunk of metal in her face, and she's never had any kind of surgery or anything like that, and she is convinced on some level that it could probably be an implant, because there's no other logical explanation as to why that, how that could have gotten there. A lot of the time in these simulations, whoever is conducting them will use places of people's childhood or where they grew up, their hometown, an old house, something that's familiar to the person on a subconscious level, and that has something to do with the psychological testing. It's kind of an important factor. And this is a recurring thing for sure.
And is it always greys?
No. I have seen greys, but I've seen ant-like beings. But those would be in the simulations, not what we call physical reality. Yeah, this is happening to a lot of people, that's for sure.
It has happened for a long time.
Yes.
Exactly what and why? That's the question.
Exactly. Wouldn't we like to find out? Yeah, it's good to talk about these things. People have to come out about this, and I think that a lot of people are afraid of being judged and criticized, but the more people come out and talk about it, then it will give a lot of encouragement for others to do so as well.
I really appreciate you coming on today, Brittany, and sharing your encounters.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, just go easy. And if you're ever out and about and you do see anything again, you keep us updated.
I will, for sure.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.